Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for pretty understandable reasons, the perception of where old age starts has moved over time, because over time people have started to live longer, remain fitter for longer. And there's also a natural tendency to think that old people are always older than you. Because their opinions are far more important than anyone else's, surveyors asked members of Gen Z to take some time out from whining about their feelings and consider what age they consider old. The number they came up with was 57. No wonder they're all so anxious. When it comes to mortality, there's no such thing as a safe space. The PR guru and Examiner columnist Terry Prone may have a few thoughts on this. Afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon, sir.
Have you ever been subjected to ageism, Terry?
Oh, have I ever? Every single week I am subjected to ageism, because either somebody says to me, "Oh, are you still working?" in a tone of voice that suggests, "And do you wear your shroud into the office?" Or I get usually, I hate to be sexist about it, but in this instance I've no choice, it's usually a female journalist who rings me about people having various bits of work done on their face, and they invariably say to me, "Shouldn't you grow old gracefully?" And the desire to smack them upside the head never leaves me.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing then that's all coming, I assume, from a younger generation who are supposed to be kind of more open-minded and not judgmental, but that sounds totally judgmental.
It's totally judgmental, and they don't realise that when they say grow old gracefully, they're effectively saying, don't get your eyes seen to, don't get your teeth seen to, don't get your ears seen to, just wither away there like Whistler's mother in an armchair. And the only thing that we find is appropriate that you might do once you've hit, say, 65 or 70, is a little pottering or a little gardening. Now, I have never been brought up to date on what exactly pottering is, but I hope not to find out. The other thing that is interesting is that they don't seem... You mentioned that people are living longer and staying fitter.
Mm.
They are also, Sean, remaining much better looking, much younger looking. Now, that's partly because of better nutrition. It's partly because they were the generation, the 50 to 60-year-olds, who discovered about sun damage. Yes, every now and again they have work done. But the single most important factor in making the current generation of people in their 60s and older look younger is the false teeth issue. Because in the early part of the 20th century, in the 1930s, 1940s, particularly in rural Ireland, it was a big tradition to give either one or both of a couple that were going to get married as a wedding gift, having all their teeth out.
Huh.
You paid for all their teeth to come out and to have false teeth on the basis that real teeth were just such a pain. They caused you to go to the dentist. You got holes in them. It was really awful. And people just wanted to move to false teeth. Now, if you have false teeth in your 20s or 30s, it radically changes your face. So that if you look at somebody who has false teeth from an early age sideways in profile, they have a sort of banana-shaped profile. They look years older than they are. And that started to go away in relatively recent times. And you now have a generation of people in their 50s and 60s, many of whom have had teeth implants. And so they physically look younger. I mean, if Gloria Steinem was asked at some stage how she looked the way she was, and she said, "This is what 60 looks like nowadays."
Yes, yeah. It still, though, seems to imply, Terry, that there's a generation gap, or at least a certain cohort of young people have absolutely no idea what it's like to be older than that. Because so when the boomers were younger, there was identifiable divisions between them and their parents' generation in terms of the way they saw the world, the music they listened to, etc., etc. I would have thought there would be less than that now.
Except if you think about it, about 60 years ago, older people tended to live with an extended family, whereas now grandmothers and grandfathers live on their own and are visited on a Sunday afternoon by their grandchildren and their own children. So there isn't as much active contact between the two. The other thing is that there isn't as much contact because in many situations, people are forced to retire before they actually become old. If you look at An Garda Síochána, for example, you know that they have a huge problem because they can't at the moment provide enough guards, and yet they get rid of all guards at 60 years of age, which is crazy. But any time that you have that kind of enforced or subtly suggested removal of people at a particular age from the workforce, the younger people don't have those role models. They don't have, as in the past, I mean, I can't imagine that somebody like Konrad Adenauer could be the Chancellor of Germany up to the age of 87, which he was. And nobody ever suggested that he was incompetent or too old for the job. But there is definitely a removal of the older role model because of their age.
Yeah. And kind of that, even that a sense that older people, we don't really want to see them. Can they not just go off someplace and age gracefully and do a bit of pottering so we don't have to witness any of this?
Exactly. And there is an unrecognized prejudice, because although the anti-aging products and procedures are enjoying a market like never before, the fact is that looking old has never up to now been regarded as a personal failure. And I am encountering at least once a month, sometimes oftener, particularly women in the workplace who are coming to me because they're up to 90, because of people saying to them, God, you're looking very tired, Susan, did you? And tired is the new synonym for old, and old is the new synonym for undesirable.
Yeah, so women then automatically get this far more than men would get. We get distinguished.
Some of you get distinguished. We won't get personal here.
Yeah, okay, some do, yeah. But yeah, and that is, but then that's, you know, then is that really implicitly the cutoff, that if no one wants to sleep with you or if you can't have babies anymore, then you know, you're of no particular use?
That is putting it very harshly. I think that this, you know, the old phrase of what you see depends on where you stand. Mm. I would be very conscious that the very first time in the old communication centre where I media trained a bunch of priests, I was 22, and I can still remember looking at them and thinking, God, they are so old. They must be on the verge of retirement. And now looking back, I realise that they were at best in their early 50s. But I don't think that, I mean, we tell parents and we tell older people all the time, here's what you're not allowed to say to children. And here's what you should say to children, and here's how you must watch children. But nobody trains anybody in how to regard older people, see older people, deal with older people.
Mm. I wonder, is this though, I mean, this survey was carried out in the UK, and probably there's similar attitudes here. But if you're, I remember once being out in Lisbon, and it was 10 o'clock at night. People tend to go out later. And what was very striking about it was that it was all ages. That didn't seem to exist. Whereas if you came into the centre of Dublin at 9 o'clock at night, you wouldn't see, you know, you'd be pressed to see anyone over 40 on the streets.
You're dead right. And that's still the case in Italian villages where everybody comes out at night to circle the central fountain. And so you see old people, but you see a mix. It isn't just that there's two old people and there's a younger family. It is that they're all mixed together. They're all laughing together. They're all talking together. I do think that something has happened in Ireland, and it may be a function of the demographic. If, for example, you are unfortunate enough to need to go into a hospital at the moment, if you go into any of the private hospitals, you realise, oh, wow, this hospital has become an old person's hospital. Now, that's because of the incredible age bulge that we have, and I suspect that that is contributing to the relative barrier between younger people and old, particularly Gen Z people and older people.
Yeah. Terry, I'll let you get back to your pottering. Thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the great Terry Prone there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.